Are your kitchen and bathroom remodels a little overdue? Well, now's your chance to call First Response Contracting. John Sellers will take care of you. 484-256-7136. They do residential and commercial, and they're licensed and insured. Give them a call at 484-256-7136. Hello, this is Brad Wiseman. You're listening to Real Estate and You. We are back again with Pete Heim, and it's Pete's Point of View. Right, Pete?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's right. That's right. So we're going to get started right away because Pete's got all kinds of cool numbers here for us. Oh. I'm excited because you always bring in like a wealth of knowledge.
Oh, thanks, brother.
You really do. Thanks, you know, man. And it's all good stuff because I think we all need to, know what's going on in our market, you know?
You know what, Brad? You and I have, we've been working together for a long time.
Yeah,
and,
very long time.
We're kind of on the same page where we just really are educators. We really want to just educate not just our current client base, but everybody, really.
Absolutely.
And to what's going on. And I know you and I take that very seriously.
Oh, yeah.
And the big part of our business is the numbers.
Yeah.
Because numbers don't lie.
Absolutely. So they don't.
There's no emotion. It's what they
are. So true.
Are, right?
Yeah, it's not about opinion.
No, it's not about opinion.
It's not about opinion.
Facts.
Absolutely.
I love facts.
So do I.
I think we lack facts.
Facts are good. Strictly the facts, man.
Yeah. I mean, I'm tired of spins.
And we're not talking FAX facts. I'm not like, you know,
Yeah.
We don't do that anymore. We did that years ago. No, thank God. Thank God they get rid of the fax machine. Oh, my gosh. So what do you got here for me? You said you have numbers from this year. And you said, before we actually went on the podcast here, you said that some of the numbers have changed.
They have.
From what they thought was going to happen or what they think was going to happen. How do we?
Right.
So tell me about that.
So there's two sources I looked at. We get these emails, and I always like, when I get something, I dig, and then when I look at the article, then I like to dig further just to make sure. And I went on, what I like to just say about today is, I want to talk about what we already do know now. Mm-hmm. These are facts now.
Right.
The first part of our podcast, I think, should be just facts.
Facts, okay? Absolutely.
So the Case-Shiller is a company that does home price indexing.
Okay.
Okay?
Got it.
And I went in. And I think I fell off my chair.
Oh, wow.
When I saw that year over year.
Yeah.
And now they only had up till the end of September at this point, 19.5% increase.
That's a lot.
But Berks County usually follows pretty close to what the nation's doing. You agree? Pretty close.
Yeah, close.
Okay.
Yeah.
But listen to some of these, though. If you were in Phoenix, Arizona, you're at the top. 33.1% increase.
Gosh, are you
kidding me? I have to call my daughter because they live in Chandler, which is just outside of Phoenix. She doesn't know.
Well, you have kids in every state, don't you?
I do. I think I did. Yeah, that was my goal anyway.
I figured. So 33%
Tampa
increase
was 27.7.
I can believe that.
And Miami was 25.5.
Wow.
You want to hear what the lowest was? The loser?
Who was the loser?
Chicago is 11.3.
Well,
and that was the loser,
which is amazing at a loser at 11.3. But you know what's amazing? I kind of understand. I mean, they've got some safety issues there in that city.
But
I mean,
it's nothing. Went up 11%.
It's amazing.
That's still amazing. Double digits.
That's amazing.
That's what's so crazy.
It
right?
is. That is crazy.
So
that was the lowest.
Different.
The lowest in the United States in market wise. It was 11%.
Yeah. That's, so you're talking about a 19.5% pretty much across the board as an average. Everybody.
Wow.
Okay. So Berks County, and we were kind of in the Philly area.
Weren't we 11% too?
We were 15, 16.
15.
Now.
Okay. So that's been updated because we've been talking about 11. Off. Yeah. Right. Because
we'll know in January, February what the year's going to look like. Right.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. Hopefully we're going to do another podcast to let you know what 21
was. Absolutely. In January, we're doing a podcast to wrap up the whole year.
Right.
And say, because then it's fact.
It's all fact.
Then it's fact.
And what we'll do then is I think I'll just use our local stats at that
absolutely.
Point.
Absolutely. That sounds good.
We can get that immediately.
Yeah.
It's some of these national jobs take a couple months.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
We'll follow it up though after that, though, I'm sure.
That sounds good.
So here's the other thing, what they had in this as the supporting data for this.
Yes.
In 2006 was a peak. Right. We all remember that.
Oh, yeah, we remember
2006,
that.
2006, right?
And then I remember falling off the cliff.
Well,
and it hurt. Because I hit every rock on the way down.
I think I hit every rock. Back.
Yeah, but, scars from that. Lots of scars.
But the trough, the bottom,
yeah.
It was 2012. That decrease from 2006 to 2012 nationally was 27.4% drop.
That's incredible.
Are you ready? From then until now, which now means October.
Okay.
Okay.
Because that's when the numbers they have.
46.9% increase from the bottom, everybody.
Okay.
That's from the bottom. That's so not take, year over year.
Right. So take.
That's but, not last month.
Right, right.
This is from 2012 February.
Okay.
To October of this year, 49. Oh, it's almost 50% increase.
Right. So now you take off the 20% or 26% drop. That's amazing.
Yeah. So that's incredible.
That
so
is incredible.
They're saying they were going to run, we're going to get hit 14, 15% appreciation this year. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't.
What?
It right. could be closer to 20.
That's amazing.
Because think about it. Think about what has been going on since COVID. It's just been berserk.
Yeah. And it really hasn't stopped. It hasn't stopped. And look at you and I just looked up today, because whenever we do this show, I always like to look this up. It was 411 homes on the market right now in Berks
right
County.
Now.
And that's everything.
You
that's
and I checked
city included.
This morning.
That's everything. Yeah.
Yeah, it's everything.
That's really low again.
Well, when you take out the city, 315.
Yep.
When you take out new construction models.
Yep.
Homes that aren't built yet, yep. we're at 251.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable.
And we're like almost back there. What was our lowest? What was our lowest?
It was 360, 340. It was in the, yeah,
it
you
was
might
like
have 340.
I think.
Yeah, yeah. I think you're right.
344 rings a bell, but.
Yeah. I think you're right. I think like it was 344.
It was in the hundreds of pre-owned homes
yeah.
in the county.
And now it's at 411. Now we were hitting close to 500.
We were.
A couple months ago, and now it's just down.
And here's why. Because pending sales.
Yeah.
We're up 7.5% in October.
That's unbelievable.
So Brad, you know, we talk about, you know, there's a number of actives that came on
mm-hmm.
and then the pending number is either higher or lower.
Yep.
It's been higher.
Yeah.
Over the last, again,
which is soaking up down to the 411.
It's taking it down to the 411 again.
It was close to 500.
7.5% increase in October, guys. That's why.
And what they have to realize, I think what people have to realize too, is that this does not mean that there's houses going on the market every day.
Every day.
It's just it's not keeping up with the amount coming off the market yeah. every day.
And always go back to what you said about that house you had in Whitfield. They had 30 showings.
Yep.
God knows how many offers, yep. right? You had one buyer win, and yep. there's 30 other people out there looking for a house just like that.
And it's
and that
still happening.
That
no, it's
changed.
Still happening, yeah.
So I always go back to I use that all the time.
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's a good one because I always that's something I think about. You
yeah.
know, you got, and that's why – actually, that's something I like to tell my buyers because – they have to understand that they're not the only ones that didn't get it.
Exactly.
If you're not, there's only one out of 38 that got it.
That's right. Misery enjoys company.
So. Yeah, exactly. Oh, so true.
And
so true.
The other interesting thing here too, Brad, before we talk about the predictions, mm-hmm. The PHFA limit.
Uh-huh.
And guys, if you don't know what PHFA is, it's the Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac. When they purchase a conventional loan, they had a maximum that they allow that loan before it goes into jumbo.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That maximum was 548,000 and change. They just increased it to 647,200.
Incredible.
And it was all because of what we just talked about.
Yeah. Well, they got to keep up.
They've got these stats. They've yep. got these same stats. So they see all these different metro areas. I mean, I could go down the list. Atlanta was 21%, Boston 16.8, Charlotte 22, Chicago was the lower. Cleveland 14, Dallas 25. It just goes
Dallas
on.
Dallas is 25.
25.
Yeah.
It goes on and on. And for some reason, they don't have Philly on here. I don't know why. I guess we fall into New York.
I hope that wasn't lower than Chicago.
I hope not.
Yeah.
I doubt it.
I doubt it. Philly's.
Even New York with all its issues.
Plus, Philly metro area is huge.
Right.
I mean, did you see what they're doing? I mean, down King of Prussia, Valley Forge. I mean, that whole area just around Philly is just bonkers.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It is crazy.
So where are we going?
So I don't know. Where are we going?
So this is what Realtor.com thinks.
Okay. Good. So now this is not fact.
No, this is speculation.
This is speculation.
Okay.
So this is people sitting in a room
Thank
that are
you.
A lot smarter than
yes.
us.
Yeah.
A lot smarter
no.
than us.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
I mean,
why
come
we
on.
Steal the data.
That's right. There's no way we could come up with this stuff.
No.
So they're a lot smarter
they analyze...
than us. Maybe not as good looking as us.
No, though. Definitely
I'm
not that.
I'm pretty much sure they're not.
No.
And so what
they don't sing as well as you.
Oh, well, they might. Depends who they have there. Depends. But yeah, so they're sitting down. They're sitting there looking at all
yeah.
the stats.
They're like little rats.
Yeah, they
in the
are.
Corner.
Yeah, yeah. Boy, I'm sure they would love that comment, huh?
Well, they are.
They have tails.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah, so we have rats in a room.
Yeah, rats in a room analyzing this.
Analyzing
stuff.
These numbers,
and they spew out numbers, and we just present.
Yeah,
that's
let's
what we're
present.
Presenters.
Let's present.
So prices will continue to rise.
Hmm.
Slower.
Slower. I like that.
Realtor.
I do like that.
Realtor.com saying that, something I don't agree with. They're saying I wish it was, but they're mm-hmm. saying 2.9.
It's going to be more than 2.9.
It's All the other CoreLogic,
I'd say five NBA, to six.
If they're saying 5.7, 5.8.
Absolutely.
And so I'm feeling
there's
more
no way you're going unless something catastrophic happened. There's no way you're going from, you know, 15% growth to 2.5 in.
It's impossible.
In that amount of time. No, there's no way. And would all of a sudden the buyers disappear?
Well, they contradicted themselves saying that the inventory is going to continue to stay low because of the material costs with building.
And if you look at where the rates are supposed to go, maybe 3.65, 3.75. 3.6. Yeah.
Brad's like, he's on this. Yeah. This is why Brad Wiseman
This is why we do this stuff.
Amazing. He said it's going to go to 3.6, and that's what they're saying.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
And again, right. This is speculation. We're at 3.25 now.
Yeah, around there, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's about $150, $160 on a $380,000 house.
Yeah.
Something like that. I'm guessing somewhere around there.
Which is, it's a chunk. But it's not going to make you stop.
I think it's going to make most people especially since they're only using 15% of their gross income for housing right now.
Yeah.
So there's room there.
But then again, if you're buying a lot of milk and eggs, maybe they won't be able to afford that. Who knows?
That's right. They're also saying the affordability gap is now starting to...
Which is going to slow up the market.
It's going to slow it up a little. Yeah. Hopefully there's going to be more inventory coming on, more choices for buyers.
I really think it's unsustainable to keep going at the rate we're going.
I agree.
It's just not a healthy way to go. I think it needs to just calm down a little bit, Right. And I think if we did 4-5%, I think we'd be okay.
That's what we like. We like that 4%.
That's nice right there.
Yeah. But you know what, Gary Keller, you said did that chart. Mm-hmm. And it's been that way like 30 years.
Absolutely.
It's trend's been doing this, but as it's doing this, it's been doing this.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? So it goes in the same direction, the 4-ish percent.
Yeah.
Anyway.
On an average. Just like the stock market.
I mean,
it's different ways of doing it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it was an interesting one I saw, Pete, that I wrote down. I thought it was interesting. Sole person ownership, home ownership. I don't know if you saw this on Keeping Current Matters, right?
Yeah.
It's 28% right now. So that means that, and this is interesting too on inventory. If we have just one person buying a home and not couples or families, what happens? We need more homes.
Chew up the houses quicker.
Yeah, exactly. So if they're saying that 28% right now is sole person ownership and it's going to grow to 42%, over the next year, that means that you need a lot more homes because it's one person living in that home.
That's a great stat.
Interesting, right?
That's a very good stat.
And it really
does take NAR and just.
Well, yeah. And that's the thing is that you look at that number alone. That to me says we need more homes because we don't have it's not as many people together or people that are families together. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with it.
Right.
It's just interesting. It hasn't been like that. This is new ground we're on here.
Right, right.
So if everybody wants a home, we need more homes.
Right. Did you see the one also with the empty nesters fighting with the first time buyer saying?
I did not see that.
Don't buy my 1,500 square foot house that I want to start in, you empty nester.
Because
they're all about the same kind of house.
Exactly. Yeah,
because empty nesters want to buy down, right?
And the other ones want to come into the market. Yeah.
That's the best way to come in.
Because so before the empty nesters were going into a condo.
Hey, you little whippersnapper.
I'm going to beat you up.
I'm going to beat you. I got the cash. Get out of my house.
So
that's what I picture, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Like the old man from Up, you know, with a little.
Oh, yeah. I love that. I love that movie. Hey, you. Great movie.
Anyway.
Yeah. So I just, that to me was a huge statistic that really kind of hit me. I'm like, wow, that's never thought of that before.
Dude, that's a huge.
Never thought of
that. That's going to come into play this year.
It will.
Yeah.
So do you have anything else? Or we
that's what I got right now, man.
How's everything else going?
Well, everything's going great. It's great. And I think the bottom line is still a great time to sell.
And it's still great.
Right?
It's a great time to buy, too.
Jump in.
If you don't jump in now, you're going to pay more next year by at least 4-5%. Well, We already know that.
We pretty much know that. So, yeah, it's just going to continue to go. So jump now.
Yeah. But get your 4%. Get your 5%.
That's right.
Otherwise, you're going to pay another 5% to your landlord.
Yep. And you mow them to pop-up if you want to sell your horse.
Wow.
It's a good time.
This is an interesting show, isn't it? We got the old guy over here. Oh, my gosh. Well, there you have it. It got crazy. Pete Heim, Pete's point of view. Oh, man, I'll tell you. Well, we'll be back next week with some more information. Hopefully, we'll see you then.